Although Bird electric scooters are already dispersed across Providence, the city says it will begin a year-long scooter-sharing pilot next week. The new policy calls for companies like Bird to get city approval before dropping the scooters. It also requires $1 per day per scooter paid to the city to pay for bike lanes and sidewalks. Other requirements include tip-over sensors that let the company know when a scooter needs to be picked up and supplying the city with liability insurance. Bird tells its customers to ride in the street, but the city policy allows scooters to operate on sidewalks. Sarah Mitchell from the Rhode Island Bicycle Coalition says that has been an issue.
The major concern that I've seen out there and that's getting a lot of public backlash right now is that people are riding these scooters on the sidewalks. However, we don't have good bike infrastructure, or our bike network is incomplete.
Providence is capping the total number of scooters at 300. Talia Blake, Rhode Island Public Radio.